This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Ag Innovation Showcase wrapped up yesterday at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. The three-day event was filled with presentations by startups and discussions about new ag technology. In the midst of the showcase, there was talk of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, and what created such a negative response to its use. As St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports, the ag industry is hoping to avoid similar pushback against future innovations.
At the Ag Innovation Showcase, genetically modified organisms are hardly controversial. But in a panel called Bridging the GMO Divide, the ag industry spent some time talking about how the rest of us view GMOs. Han Chen, with a biotech startup called ZCal, moderates.
You know, in the past, people trusted that the companies had the best interest of the environment, the ecosystem, human health, but that benevolence is lost. And why do you think we lost that, and how do you think we can restore it?
The answers varied widely. Outside the auditorium, panelist Anthony Zolazzi, an investor in the organic industry, says talking science won't help. He says the only way to change minds is to change the conversation.
Every word that comes alongside biotech should be for mankind, for humankind. You know, biotech for the next 3 billion.
That 3 billion figure comes up a lot here. It's the number of additional people expected on the planet by 2050. Panelist Jeff Neen with Bayer Crop Science says in order to feed that many people, technology has to stop being treated like the bad guy.
And I think we need to recognize what we've experienced in the past and to stand up for the benefits of these technologies in the future.
Ag technology is moving quickly beyond GMOs. Both startups and big ag companies like Monsanto are working on new things, like microbials.
The soil environment around a plant's roots are already teeming with microbes.
That's Steve Padgett, VP of R&D Investment Strategy at Monsanto. The ag giant is collaborating with a Danish company to sell microbe-coated seeds.
So what we're trying to do is understand the plants and the soil environments well enough so that we could augment the natural population of microbes with additional microbes to help the plant grow better and ultimately give better yield.
Another new technology is called RNA interference. It happens in nature, too, by turning off specific genes in plants and animals. APSI, a St. Louis-based startup, is working on how to apply RNA to broad-based crops. Spraying RNA is a few years away from market, but CEO John Kilmer says the reception has been friendly, at least so far.
You know, suppliers to the organic farming industry call me and say, what are you waiting for? You know, just, when are you going to come out with this? Because they're enamored by the non-GMO component of it.
At the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, President Jim Carrington says GMOs have a place in sustainable agriculture. He says there aren't always alternatives. But Carrington says it's exciting that many new ag technologies are exploring how nature controls disease and pests.
We've tipped the balance a little off of what nature has provided us in the past. And with the biologicals and RNA and taking advantage of natural mechanisms through science, the goal is to integrate a little bit more nature back, but retain the productivity.
Productivity, of course, is key. The ag industry has to figure out how to feed those 3 billion additional people. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.